Srila Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Mumbai, I think, there was this very rich personality, and he had a child. And someone came and he gave a candy, to a lollipop, to his child, which is very, very cheap. And then this personality was very, very pleased. You know, immediately there was some exchange. Oh, you like my child. Like, for example, if you go for Sankirtan and you're good with dogs, if you just go, you find someone with a dog and just pet his dog. That's it. It's done. This guy is going to take a book. It's finished. So, in similar way, Krishna is also, this is just a mundane example, but Krishna is also the same with his devotees. If you do, and also in this example, you see this very rich personality, you go to him and you offer something. What can you offer him? He has everything. No, I can't offer him anything. You probably, to please him, you have to offer him this 100,000 euro car or something, to give him something. But you give his child a lollipop, instant. Oh, yeah, okay. So similarly, what can we offer to Krishna? But if we please somehow his devotee, then very easy. Otherwise, quite hard. Lord Chaitanya quotes this verse. Those who are, Lord Krishna tells to Arjuna in, I don't know, Padma Purana, I think. Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my devotees are actually my devotees. So Lord Krishna says that if you are his devotee, then you are the servant of his devotees also. So this is the second sin. Lord Chaitanya did not accept Maharaj Pratapa Rudra yet, but he already hinted that it will happen somewhere in the future. And then there's third sins. There's a long lila. There's many sins in this lila. So third sin, King Pratapa Rudra meets Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Goes to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. That's later. So the king asks him, okay, so did you ask Lord Chaitanya? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, you know, I really tried, but the Lord didn't agree to meet a king, and he said that if I ever ask him again, he would just go away and he'll quit Jagannath Puri and go somewhere else. So Maharaj Pratapa Rudra gets this reaction, and then Maharaj Pratapa Rudra is very, he's disappointed, but he's also very determined. He says this verse that we quoted today. And then he continues, he says that if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see him, then I am determined to give up my life if I don't see him. He's serious. He's not like we are, you know, like when. And he says that if he doesn't see Lord Chaitanya, his kingdom and whatever he has, it's just useless. And then seeing his determination, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that, my dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely be bestowed upon you. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, you know, you keep going with determination and it will happen at some point. Okay, we get into this part. So we have at least two motives in this lila. One is the determination of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, because it's not easy, you know, like there's it's not that something happens and in 5 minutes he can see Lord Chaitanya. Take some time and some effort. And the other is the mercy of the devotees, which comes in at every step. You can see that there's some mercy of the devotees, and by this mercy of the devotees, eventually something will happen. So, today I'll just go with this determination part. So if you really want to go back to the spiritual world, we have to show the same determination. It's not that we come to the Hare Krishna movement, we chant some Hare Krishna for 5 minutes, and Krishna will come and say, oh, right, perfect, amazing, I'm impressed. No, we have to show that we are serious. And showing that we are serious means also showing that we are willing to accept some guidance, that we are willing to accept a guru, we are willing to accept that we are willing to accept Krishna's servants as our authorities, who will tell us what to do. And I'm not speaking, when we speak about gurus, I'm not speaking about formally accepting a guru. That's the easiest part. You somehow show some determination and you get a guru, and then there's some fire ceremony, and then you're a devotee. Jai. Which is amazing, but sometimes after initiation, devotees are like, okay, I showed the determination to get initiated, and that's it. Now I'm initiated. Now it's done. No, accepting a guru means accepting that we have no idea what's going on, and then we need someone to guide us. So spiritual life actually starts when we accept guidance, when we accept a guru. Otherwise, before that, it's like aperitif, like Bhima Sena says, aperitif. Before this is something before. So and this so usually the new devotee is looking for the devotees to serve him. Someone comes to the temple, you're like, okay, oh, you're doing this, wow, that's so nice, and you're doing this, wow, that's so nice. And that's good, of course. And then after some times, this devotee, I remember first day in the temple of one of my friends in Romania, and he came and he told me about his life and about his job, and I was like, yeah, amazing. And I was like, and at intervals I had also my time frame where I could tell something about Krishna, and then he continued telling me about his job and so on and so on. And then I told him about Krishna something, you know, and then eventually we got along somehow, you know, like there was some, he was telling me something and I was like listening, yes, of course. Sometimes people come to the Hare Krishna movement and they think this is a psychology movement. Okay, they want to be heard, and you're there, and you're spiritual, so you should hear them. Anyway, and so this is good, this is all right, that's normal, you know, that's how it happens. But after some time, there's a shift, you know, like, okay, now we listen, and actually, the shift means that you're understand, oh, actually, I'm a servant, you know, it's not that he's my servant. Maybe I'm his servant. And then I should ask, what to do? You know, like, do you need some help? Can I somehow engage in your mission? You seem to be doing something for Lord Chaitanya here. Can I do something? So there's a shift which needs to happen from changing from our plans to taking a part in Krishna's plans. So, of course, having our plans with some Krishna consciousness in them, it's good. It's already purifying. It's probably some sort of karma yoga. But eventually we should get to the point where we go to pure bhakti, where we adapt to Krishna's plans. So, and if we do this, if we engage in Krishna's mission, and we make some sort of commitment to do it, then you'll have an interesting life. We promise you. You come, you take some responsibility for Krishna, and your life will be interesting. So, for example, you try to organize Harinam Sankirtan, you know. You think it's easy, actually. In theory, it's easy. You get five devotees. Three will sing. Two will distribute and books and prasadam. You get a car. And you go to some city. You just get stop there. You'll sing a bit. They will distribute some books. You go to the next city. And if you give the devotee some prasadam at lunch, between the harinams maybe, then life is good. That's everything you need to do. And that's theory. And then you get in practice. So in practice you have seven devotees, and in the morning you have four. Like, where's the others? Oh, this guy got sick. Oh, this guy, this happened and this happened. And, and these other, something came up. If something came up, what can you do? Okay. And then the cars break down. And this problem, this problem. And, somehow you manage, you find one more, and you manage to find a car, and you go there. And you see that people are not very friendly. Some people are, but some people are not so friendly. And sometimes some authorities come and say, "Oh, what are you doing here?" Sometimes polite, sometimes not so polite, and so on. And if you go, so many problems, so many. When I came to Krishna consciousness in my karmic life, I practically didn't have any problems. Or probably because before being a devotee, you're so unaware of anything that you don't realize anything. So you don't realize how many problems you have. So I thought, there's no problem. So you just come into Krishna consciousness and just chant and be happy. No stress. And then you come to Krishna consciousness movement, and then you take some responsibility, and so much problems. Every day, new problems. I have never seen so many problems and so many things. So anyway, and you go for Sankirtan. You know, like every day you go for Sankirtan, you start from zero. And you start from zero. And you go and you ask a few people, and half an hour later you might still be at zero. And maybe 1 hour later you might still be at zero. And something happens. And then 1, 2, 3, and then quite some books go out. And then you're like, "Jai," you know, and you tell devotees, "You know, today, this amount of books, yesterday in Celje, we went for Sankirtan and we distributed 120 books. Oh, amazing, you know, like somehow." And then today, if we go for Sankirtan, we'll start from zero. You know, every day you have to, and every day you go to this 1 hour, to this period, especially this week, I was like, every day I go out to this, first hour I just struggle and I have a few books and it's like, and eventually someone at some point, like someone comes and then few people, and then at the end of the day you're like, "Wow, okay, how many? That's quite good." Anyway, and then you meet crazy people, you know, like, you know, sometimes you meet crazy people. Yesterday I tried to stop this lady. She had this, shopping cart. She was had a box in a shopping cart. She looks quite normal. So I said, "Oh, excuse me, miss. Hi, are you from here?" Something. And she was like this, didn't say anything. So, okay, just moved. And then after 5 meters, she came and she started screaming, like really screaming at me. Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? You want something? Woo, woo. And then she came like this in my face. Do you want something? What do you want? Like, okay. Hare Krishna. And just went away. And then I went like 10 meters further, and there was this young guy, and I tried to stop, and she came like, what are you doing? What do you want? Okay, maybe it's time to go somewhere else. But for some reason, I didn't get, I wasn't too affected, you know. I was like, all right. That's what happens. I've seen this so many things before, so. And then this is, there's this, in Nectar of Book Distribution, I think it's described this story about, there's this Sankirtan devotee, and he goes to someone, and he tries to stop him, and this guy just punches him in the face. Real punch, not and he's on the floor, you know, like, he's like, knockout. Imagine you go for Sankirtan, you try to do something for Krishna and spread spiritual knowledge. Someone just punches you on the face. And what does this devotee do? He's like, he gets up, and then he goes to the next person. He says, excuse me, sir, are you from around here? So this means determination. This means being firmly fixed, you know. Nothing can stop this devotee, you know. So yeah, that's the example of Maharaj Prataparuddha. He was serious about seeing Lord Chaitanya. And then we can see, we need to have this same seriousness in our service. It's simple. You come to the Hare Krishna movement, you accept some responsibility, and whatever problems come, you just continue. You just do your responsibility no matter what. And then it's gonna be a ride. But there's gonna be some purification, and Lord Chaitanya will be pleased also. So, anyway, I'll stop here if there's some questions, comments. Oh my God. That's a very...
How do you maintain this determination?
Well, that's a good question. Well, to quote His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj says, enthusiastic, non-enthusiastic, you have to do it. So sometimes you have this determination that you're like fired up, and sometimes you don't have this determination, but somehow you control the mind and you're like, okay, I have to do it. I don't want to do it, but I will do it anyway. This is called Buddha Yoga. So that's one thing. You go on this platform of being dutiful. Okay, you know, I feel, I don't feel. And you can look, many people, you know, they go to school, they have this determination. And they don't want to, every day they want to go to school. Some days they want, some days they don't want. So, we do it. That's one thing. If you don't feel like doing it, you still do it. And the second thing, probably, which is more important, you associate with devotees who have determination. You see, you go and you see the, you see their determination, and then you get inspired. You're like, oh, he's so determined. And, you know, of course, I mean, we have different services, but you can see some devotees, they are so determined in doing their service. Like every year, every 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they do the service and they like, go and they do and they're like, whoa. I was discussing with Bhakta Vatsala Nitai Prabhu, and we were organizing this Harinam in Koper. So many complications, so many things. This devotee will come and he will not come, this car, that car. Yeah. Anyway, and was telling you, because we needed some prasadam, and I went to pick the prasadam. I was just chatting a bit and just telling him how many problems. And he was looking at me, yeah, what do you expect? And then I was looking at him and I was like, well, actually, it's true. It's true. He has all these problems maintaining the kitchen. So I have all these problems maintaining this service. He has all these problems maintaining this service. This other devotee has all these problems maintaining this other service. Maharaj has all these problems maintaining many things. So, I mean, you associate with these devotees and you see them. You're like, all right, I mean, that's what you do. So that's probably the key point, associating with devotees who have this determination. You associate with them, you serve them, and eventually you imbue their quality. I know you know this, but I'm just telling for because you asked. All right. Grantarashi Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.